JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, remembering Winnie Mandela on her visit to Jamaica in 1991. Let's go back in time. Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
When you take on McFashion, you can eat more than a food.
Do you have something new that you have developed or come up with that can benefit the whole away? Then enter the National Innovation Competition. Win cash grants, business development support, and gain recognition for innovations and inventions. See the press for more details or contact the Scientific Research Council at 927-1771-4. Applications close on April 30th.
Jamaica has joined the rest of the world in mourning the death of South African freedom fighter Winnie Madikizela Mandela. Jamaicans old enough to remember the anti-apartheid struggle, especially those alive in 1991 when she visited the island with her then-husband, former president of South Africa Nelson Mandela, will grieve even more deeply. The Mandelas loved and appreciated Jamaica for its support during the long and grueling years leading up to the end of apartheid in South Africa. Jamaicans returned that love in song and with poems. Winnie Mandela was presented with the keys to the city of Kingston at a ceremony at the Oceana Hotel downtown Kingston by then-mayor Councillor Marie Atkins on July 24, 1991. This was her response.
We have always believed that your country is intertwined with yours. Your umbilical cord is in Africa. You belong to us. You have made us here realize today that our belief that we are one has always been true. We are one blood, one nation with you.
And Prime Minister Andrew Holness has paid tribute to the life of the late anti-apartheid leader, hailing her as a champion of freedom. She was proclaimed the mother of South Africa and maintained the struggle against an unjust apartheid regime for 27 years, while her husband Nelson Mandela was incarcerated. Mrs. Madikizela Mandela died on Monday in Johannesburg, South Africa, and will be honored with a state funeral on April 14. Vision 2030 Jamaica calls for every citizen to participate in both the responsibilities and the benefits of national development. Through the Secretariat, located at 16 Oxford Road, Kingston 5, partnerships are established with community groups to garner the support and participation of citizens island-wide. Log on to vision2030.gov.jm, visit the Vision 2030 Facebook page, or call the Planning Institute of Jamaica at 906-4463-4 to learn more.
Hi, I'm Simone, and my disability doesn't prevent me from being a productive member of society. Thanks to the Heart Church NTA Empowerment Program, I got on-the-job training, career coaching, and I am now gainfully employed.
Heart Trust through the NYS has expanded its empowerment program to include all persons with disabilities aged 17 to 34 years. Apply before the April 6 deadline. For more information, visit any Heart, Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning, or National Youth Service office near you, or call 754-9816.
Before we go, April is Autism Awareness Month, and the JIS is shedding light on the condition to help raise awareness, which will in turn create a more inclusive environment for persons living with autism. Here's an autism fact. Autism exists on a continuous spectrum, so even those not diagnosed with autism can experience some symptoms indicative of the condition. The first signs of autism are usually in young children, but can appear in adulthood, so no one is excluded. Autism Facts is brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.